tonight I'm loving you.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 14th. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely stonkingly gorgeous, but slightly unwell, Jules Serkin.
Yes, lucky Mr. Hoodness Horse brought me in some emergency...
Your dealer.
Yeah.
Brought you some paracetamol and Lemsip.
Yeah, Lemsip. Yeah. I've got no, I'm not nasal, am I? I've got no runny nose.
No, that's fine.
I'm just a bit achy, Mr. Andrews.
I have to tell you, listener, I've been sitting a long way from her for a long time today.
I've tried to cough in his face.
She did. She walked straight in and she went... Hello, I'm not well. All
well,
over
I think,
me.
Really, if I'm suffering, so should you.
That's only fair, really, isn't it? I mean, what more can we say?
Yeah. I noticed you tucking in on, when I was on Scoff and Quaff, which is an excellent show at 11 to 12 before.
Is it really?
Bunker. Yes.
I've not heard of it before. Is it good?
Yes, it's excellent. We had great guests.
What's it about?
Well, we had the Food Bank. It's Kent Food Show, Paul Andrews.
Oh, right, okay.
But we had the Food Bank, Whitstable, who were talking about the hideous poverty in Swale and Faversham and Thanet area. So we had them on because they're looking for...
Is that because you ate all the food?
No, it's not because I ate all the food. They're looking... I'm being serious. This is serious broadcasting.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nothing about donkey cheese or fat squirrels or any of the other stuff we've had on.
Serious.
They are actually looking...
I've got my serious face on.
Is that your serious face? Is that the best you can do?
Food bank, yeah.
Okay, so they're looking, Paul Andrews, for 1,000 square feet of industrial place, even a sort of three double garages.
In Whitstable.
Or Canterbury, around that area, where they can store their produce, their food that people donate.
All right.
And this gets given out to families. And, you know, people that... They had a guy in the other day in Whitstable who hadn't eaten for 5 days.
Blimey.
Yeah. At all. Because
was he in a restaurant with you? Okay, come on. Oh, come on, Jules.
You're really lowering the tone of my broadcasting.
I'm sorry. you are leading with the chin a bit on this, though, aren't you?
No,
let's face it.
I'm not. You're saying I've got a big chin? Because it was enough with the hair, frankly, last week.
For those of you that didn't listen last week, I said to
there
Jules...
There can't be many.
I said to Jules last week, your hair's looking really nice. It's looking much better. And she went off on one. Well, what was wrong with it before?
Well, it's not the way to say it. It's looking much better, is it? Really?
Right.
Vanilla web.
Anyway, carry on with your food bank.
Anyway, so we're looking for three double garages, and you've been listening to the Scoff and Quaff show, which is live between 11 and 12 with Jules Serkin and John Monville.
Enough with the adverts already.
Yeah. And there's also afterwards a little show that comes on, which is called The Business Bunker.
True.
Yeah,
so to paraphrase all of that, if you can help the Canterbury Food Bank with some space for storing their food, they'd be eternally grateful. And you can find out about it by contacting me or contacting Jules. And our email address is bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
You said that quite well.
Thank you. So anyway, we would like to hear from you, the businesses, Kent, and you can email us if you want. But we've had a million emails already, at least, because I counted them. And so that's probably not the easiest way to get hold of us. You can always call 01-303-874-998. But the most likely way to get hold of us is to send us a tweet by following me at Vanilla Web or following her at Jules Serkin.
Yes. Billy Dean has just tweeted.
Is he out of the wardrobe? Has he escaped?
That's another show that you need to listen to, business listener.
Jules locked him in her wardrobe and then went to Spain. Sorry.
But his mother missed him, so I sent him back.
Yeah.
He says, hey guys, just a shout out for my electrician. So if you need an electrician, get your pen ready. It's P&P Electrical and they can be contacted on 01843 848 506. 01843 848 506. I must get my glasses out of my handbag, Paul Andrews.
Cool.
I used to be able to do that by squinting, but it doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work anymore, no.
You know, when the numbers sort of glide in together. No. So
sadly, I do. Yeah.
Yes, it's cool.
Anyway, I need a big shout out for today's show sponsor, who are Telcare Limited, over there on the Rochester City Medway Estate. And Telcare are providers of telecommunications and telephone equipment and circuits and lines. And they are the also, as well as our fantastic sponsors, they are the people that supply telecoms to Channel Radio Studio.
And rather a good job they've done, too.
And they've done, not only do they do an excellent technical job, they do a very excellent and superb customer support job too.
They do.
Highly recommended, and thank you to Telcare for their support.
And you know that Lisa Settle, who is the MD, is her birthday, isn't it? So she's swanning off to the Seychelles or somewhere gorgeous. I can't quite remember where.
Well,
somewhere gorgeous.
Well, it's her birthday in a few weeks' time. And she seems to have been celebrating it for the last 2 months. Because I saw a tweet from her yesterday saying she was at the sanctuary for her birthday.
and I thought we had lunch
with her at JoJo's on her birthday. But apparently her birthday is in a few weeks' time. And she's also been to St. Lucia for her birthday.
Exactly. So. Well, I think she's winging away now. I expect she's on the plane now, just undoing her boots. Because, you know, she doesn't want to get puffy feet.
Yeah.
That was her undoing boots sound effect.
Was it really? Your sound effects are awesome.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, and she's only got two, a zip and a glass of water, but it's amazing what you can do with them.
Yeah,
it really is.
We get a lot of charities who supply, you know, drinking water for kids in Africa, so, you know, it comes in handy.
Yeah. And
my water one. Doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Thank you for that, Jules.
I will get some more. No.
Seriously, don't worry. We can live without it.
I might start doing jingles for you.
Yeah, well, Lisa's kind of turned things around a bit. You know, most of us have one day a year when it's our birthday.
Yes.
Well, she has one year a day when it's her birthday.
Yeah, but she fits Christmas in between.
Yeah, it is a special one, though, and she does deserve it because she's lovely.
She's 30 already.
Yeah, I know. It does creep up on you when you're not looking, doesn't it? Cool. Anyway, so do give us a tweet. We've had a gazillion tweets in already, and I'll start to read some of those. Also, happening this Friday, the 17th of May, is the B2B Southeast show at the Effingham Hotel, Copthorne, near Gatwick. And if you're one of the exhibitors, and there are over 150 of you, if you are one of the exhibitors, give us a tweet for your stand number, and we will give it a shout out. And I've already had a couple. And we'll start with Telcare, because I happen to know what stand they're on, because they're on the same stand every time. You can meet Lisa and the gang and wish Lisa a happy birthday.
Again.
And celebrate with her on stand 51 this Friday at the B2B Southeast show.
She likes a non-fizzy dry wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that for a fact, because she never shares my Prosecco.
Well, yeah, well, she worked that out quite well, didn't she, really?
Yeah.
Like, what is the only thing I'm likely to get hold of that Jules won't drink? I think I'll drink that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll tell you what, read some news out while I look through these tweets.
Oh, I've still got them in my handbag. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, we've got the North Kent Finance Forum. There are still a few places available at the North Kent Finance Forum on Wednesday the 22nd of May. To book a place on this forum, please contact Julia Johns. That's I'm going to read out the email and the phone number. So the phone number first is 01634 899 800, and it's julia.johns, J-O-H-N-S, at reeves.co. So Reeves is double E. She said, I hope you can join us. I look forward to seeing you there. Representatives from Reeves Financial Planning will be on hand to advise. And that's from Tim Levy, who is the partner. Thank you for that, Tim, or Timothy. Got one here. Avant Chief Executive speaks at this year's Care Management Conference.
And can I just interrupt you there? Because you're annoying me now.
Oh, now what have I done wrong?
With your pronunciations.
What have I done wrong now? Timothy, that was all
earlier
right.
You may recall, listener, that Jules is the only Kent-based person that can't pronounce Westmoreland properly. Yeah.
West Malling. It's spelled M-A-L-L.
We had a classic this morning.
Oh, no.
For those that weren't listening.
Oh, yeah.
I was wafting around behind her in the studio when she read it out. And she's going on about something that's happening in Igatham.
Well,
it's Igatham.
It's spelling.
It's item. It's item.
Who makes up these spellings, Paul? You know, Igatham.
Item.
But item would be I-T-E-M, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so go with that.
Now I've forgotten where I am. What have I said wrong here, then?
It's a vente.
What did I say?
Oh, goodness.
It should have a little acute over the E, then, if it's a vente.
It probably did.
What did I call it? A vant?
A vant, yeah. It's a vente.
A vente. Well, can you please put an acute on your E?
Sorry, I will in
this
future.
This is Cedric Frederick.
Yeah, absolutely. I gave you that one because you just like that trips off your tongue lightly, doesn't it, Cedric Frederick?
Yeah. I just have a little picture of his mum and dad lying in bed saying, oh, what should we call him then? Let's call him Cedric because it rhymes with Frederick. I love that. Who was that you knew that was called Barry or someone?
No,
was that you?
Oh, no, that's Neville. The footballers, Gary and Phil Neville's dad, is called Neville.
Neville.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Barry and Barry is on that school programme.
And I was at school with a girl called Teresa Green.
You didn't. You've made that up.
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
I quite like it, listener, when you have people that their names go with their jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I did some tweets about that a couple of years ago.
You did, yeah, I remember that.
And that we got quite good feedback on that. Mm. What is that school programme, Kate?
Waterloo Road.
She'll
admit that I know it.
I know, I'm afraid I... And it's the worst hammy acting ever, but I quite like it, don't you?
Yeah, something sort of mildly addictive.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
I watch it with my 17-year-old, so very sweet. He will hate me for saying that. Anyway, where was I? I was reading
You were going to read an email from Avante, from Cedric Frederick.
Right, so Cedric Frederick is the chief executive for the Avante partnership. He was the keynote speaker, so shall I say keynote-y then?
What?
Keynote-y. Well, going by what you're saying, that if it has an E on the end, I have to pretend that there's an acute or something. So he was the keynote-y speaker at this year's NAIDEX National, N-A-I-D-E-X, that is, the largest disability home care and rehabilitation event in the UK. The event, which attracted over 11,000 healthcare professionals, commissioners, nurses, retailers and members of the public last year, took place, and that was on the 30th of April to the 2nd of May, and it was at the NEC in Birmingham. So Cedric has said he was really pleased to be given the opportunity to contribute to such an important conference, and he's used the opportunity to invite delegates to think differently about the delivery of people or person-centred care as the hundreds of magic moments of interaction and contact between staff and residents that happen every day in care homes, and the importance of making every one of those, no matter how short, very special. So thank you for that, Cedric Frederick, and the Avante, who was at the this year's Care Management Conference.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Integritool.
Yes.
And it says, hi Paul,
Does that have an acute at the end?
No, it doesn't, strangely.
Fine, okay. Just checking.
It says, hi Paul, we'll be at the B2B Southeast show on stand number 94. And we're integritool.com. That's it's integritool, integritool.com. So you can look them up or you can go visit them on stand 94 at the B2B Southeast show.
Well, Chris Pollard has said, loving your sound effects, Jules. Stick with it. I'll sing a jingle with you anytime.
Ah.
See, so he liked my sound effects. And Billy Dean, at Billy Dean Kent, who is my little PC man, quite a big PC man, actually, says, names that go with their jobs. Billy Dean, the lady's dream.
You smoothie, Billy.
Yeah, I'm sure I've got something wrong with my PC, even though I've got a Mac.
Again?
Yes.
I can't tell the story again because I'm telling it every week
now.
It just made me laugh, but I'll tell it again some other time.
Yes, do.
But he has escaped now. I got an email here from another one of your fancy men.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hi, Paul. Hope you are well. We'll all be tuning in to the Business Bunker show and hoped you might be able to give your favourite web development agency a mention and to share our good news. After 6 happy years in Orpington, we just moved to our new offices in Otford near Sevenoaks, and we're hoping the move will give us the opportunity to customise the new space to Eke Media's needs.
Ah, it's the lovely brand.
Facilitating our growth and making for a better working environment. If you'd be kind enough to mention the office move during the show today, that would be fabulous. Thank you and all the best. And that's from Hannah Jones. But Hannah obviously works for Brent McNaughton.
Yes, well, I actually have now Brandt's personal Twitter handle.
Do you?
Yes.
Wow.
I've had it for quite some time, about a month.
Really?
Yeah, I'm working up to it.
Cool.
Have you
actually tweeted him yet?
Oh, yeah. I've had DMs from him, darling.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes. What else have you got?
No, let me just tell you, if you want to find out more about Eke Media, you can go to their website, which is www.ekemedia.com. Ekemedia.com.
Well done on the move.
Also, we've got a few more stand numbers. We've got Skyfleet, who are the vehicle leasing people from Ashford. They will be on stand number 7. I can highly recommend them. I'm just about to get another car from them, actually.
Another one?
Yeah, another one.
Three already, haven't you?
I'm getting another one, and then possibly another one after that.
How do you drive them all?
Start remembering where I leave them.
Yes. And you're sober.
Yeah. Well, every time I get back, they've got a big sticky thing on the window that says, don't park this here, so I have to leave it there.
Got one of those clip things around the wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
Big things.
Do you know what?
Tunage?
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
I think we need some, don't you?
I've got back into this just recently, so I thought I'd give it a play.
What is this?
I'm just about to tell you. I'm going to play a bit of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Stop.
Yeah.
And the song... Chrissy McVeigh and
Stevie Nicks. Yeah, you've got a crush on them.
Yeah.
Both of them or?
Yeah.
Preferably you in the middle, yeah.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Yeah.
But do you know that Chrissy McVeigh lives in Wickenbrew.
Why can't you rehearse before you come on the show?
No, I'm just making it up as I go along. Christy McVeigh, who wrote this song,
wow.
Don't Stop, lives just outside Canterbury.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah. Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. You're listening to Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin on the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 14th. And that was a bit of Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, and that was you doing your 70s dance there.
I was bopping around the studio and got me flares caught in a chair and all kinds.
Your loons.
Yeah, yeah.
Oxford bags. Did you ever wear Oxford bags?
Yes, I did actually.
Yeah, I did too. Blue and white check.
That's where they went. You had them. Right.
No, mine were blue and white check.
Blimey.
Did you wear those fluorescent socks as well? Because I know you're a little bit older than me, so maybe you know.
No, I might be a little bit older than you, but I'm not a hippie. And have never been a hippie.
No, but the skinheads used to wear...
And I've never been a skinhead. Well, until now. But that wasn't through choice.
Because I was quite into the reggae scene in the 70s.
I did like a bit of reggae and ska. You ought to listen to Gary Olas Boss.
I will.
On Wednesday and Thursday nights.
What time's he on?
On Wednesday nights, he's on from 9 to 11. And on Thursday nights with the Reggae Boss. Scott and Reggae Show.
Yeah.
He's on from 9 till midnight.
I do like a bit of reggae, I must say. I will listen to him.
Yeah, no, it's really good. He's really good, Gary. Yeah. Worth a listen.
We've had a tweet from Echomedia saying he's a bit tardy, that Brant, isn't he? He's very tardy. He's just listening in, a bit late, tuning in. We're not reading out again, Brant. We've already read out your press release, young man. But welcome, and thanks for tuning in late.
We've had a tweet from AK Pet Services, who are listening to the show, and he's taking Felix, and they say that's the true name, the cat, for his dental.
Oh, a dental appointment. How sweet. Oh,
blimey, okay.
That's very sweet. There's a sound effect. Do that again, please.
Meow.
Uh-huh,
that's very good, isn't it?
It does, yeah.
Can you purr? Now we could do the other effects, couldn't we, that the cat does at the end of the day after dinner.
I'm holding you responsible for this, Tony Line. I am holding you responsible for adding to Jules's sound effect library.
Yeah. Shame his name isn't Tony Lion instead of Line.
Oh, dear. Should we just ignore her and pretend she's not here? That's the best thing to do with this.
Carry
anyway,
on.
AK Pet Services are taking Felix the cat to the vet dentist.
Hello, Felix.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Felix. Make sure they're at the right end.
Yeah.
I've heard these stories before.
Teeth in the rear end? I don't get that.
No, don't worry.
You'll have to tell me off air.
According to Chris, either me or you, this is Chris Pollard from IT Connect.
Yeah.
According to him, either me or you need to go on one of Ashley Lawrence's memory courses.
I think that's you.
Why?
Because
what have
I forgotten? He said, Paul, you need to go quite plainly. It wouldn't be me.
Okay.
Unless he's alluding to me needing essential fatty acids and things, but I took my essential fatty acids this morning. Did you, Paul? Did you take your essential fatty acids?
No.
Your fish oils?
Is that what you were drinking out of that flask?
No, that was my juicing, which is
okay.
Great. That's
okay.
At Juicy Cars. I recommend it to you.
Cool. I'm going to do one more email, and then we're going to come to our first studio, I guess.
Yes.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon that.
I'm going to do a fairly quick email here. And we also had a tweet from Basepoint, who are the people that operate the innovation centres at Canterbury and at Medway.
Yeah.
And they will be on stand 44 at the B2B South East show.
Are you going there?
I will be there, yeah.
Are you taking your microphone?
I might do, actually. We'll see. I'm going to be a bit busy. There's a new client manager at the Marketing Eye. Marketing Eye, which is an Uckfield-based inbound marketing agency which has been working with businesses in London and the South East for many years, is expanding and has appointed Amelia Caldicott as client manager. Amelia will have an important role in supporting Neil Edwards, who's the managing director, and the other client directors in looking after the firm's clients, primarily in the financial services, professional services, hotels and technology sectors. Amelia joins the marketing eye from Higher Nature, the nutritional products company, where she was online marketing executive looking after the company's website and social media, as well as being involved with email marketing. We are a growing team at the Marketing Eye, and I'm delighted that Amelia has agreed to join us, says Neil. Amelia will bring her online marketing skills to help clients be found online and engage with an increasing number of prospects. You can find out more about the Marketing Eye by going to their website, which is www.themarketingeye.com. So, congratulations, Amelia, on your new job, and I hope you have loads of fun working for the Marketing Eye. They're a great bunch of people, so enjoy.
Had a tweet here from Go Vicinity Creative. That's Twitter handle at Go Vicinity. That's Rob.
Mr. Rob Parker.
Yes, Rob Parker with his assistant Mike. Hi, guys. And they're saying we're listening live to the Business Bunker. And hello to Mr. Tony Lyne.
Hello.
So looking forward to your interview about the Kent Recruitment Bureau.
Brilliant stuff. Well, let's just do that now, shall we?
Let's do
it. It's about time we introduce our first studio guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Mr. Tony Lyne of the Kent Recruitment Bureau. Tony, welcome to the Business Bunker show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you to Jules.
Yeah. And thank you for your side effects. No, your sound effects.
Side effects. No, it was side effects.
Side effects sound a lot better.
Yeah, Tony, you were the first person in here to make Jules purr. I can tell you that. Anyway, enough.
I can be very catty.
Yeah.
I'll get a T-shirt made for it.
Tony, it's an absolute pleasure for you to join us. Tell us a little bit about you and a bit about your background, and then tell us a bit about your business, because you've fairly recently, started a new business, and I'm fascinated to find out about your experiences having moved into the business world.
Well, I live in Whitstable. I've lived in Kent for about 20 years. Been in recruitment for a similar sort of time. And about a year ago, decided I wanted to work for myself, which is always an interesting thing to do, I think. Took the plunge and thoroughly enjoying it.
Right, okay. But one of the things that fascinates me is... working in the recruitment business, there's a lot of myths about recruitment at the moment and about the availability of work.
Right.
So on the face of it, it would seem like quite a tough call to make. So I'm interested in what your experiences have been so far in terms of starting. I mean, we'll talk about what you actually do later on, but just from a starting up point of view and how you found it and any kind of pointers that you can give anybody in a similar situation to you thinking, do you know what, I've had enough of this corporate lark, I think I'm going to kick it into touch and work for myself.
It's not easy. The market is quite tough out there, but there is, with recruitment, there's always a turnover of people. So there's always going to be somebody who needs to replace somebody that's left or for whatever reason. So I think then there always is a need for it. And I think if you're being good at what you do, then there's a market for anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're based in Canterbury, I think, aren't you? Or the Canterbury area.
Yes, Canterbury area, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the kind of work that you specialise in. Are you focused primarily on Kent, or are you focused on the South East? Are you in a particular niche area?
Definitely in Kent.
Right.
We'll go beyond that later in the future, I'm sure. But recruit for accountancy staff, HR staff, marketing, management staff, permanent positions all across the county.
Right, okay. And predominantly, by the sounds of it, in the professions?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And how are you finding that market? I mean, is it a tough market? Are there vacancies? Are there enough people? What's happening there?
Well, there are vacancies. There's quite an interesting number of vacancies. I think one of the problems is whenever you advertise a position, you get a huge response to it. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people on the market, and many of them just don't fit what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
So you've got to. What part of the process is searching through, you know, the 30 or 40 responses you get to find the 3 or 4 that are actually capable of doing the job you've advertised. So that's part of the process.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of my favourite rants.
There are quite a few, Tony.
There are quite a few. Okay. And the older I get, the more I get. But one of the problems nowadays with new technology in terms of recruiting is it is easy to make job applications.
Yes, really easy.
It's really easy. People just press a button and send their CV. So they don't put enough thought behind what they're doing.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Although I did, surprisingly, a couple of weeks ago, get a CV in the post.
Gosh.
And it was just so, it was such a surprise, I couldn't believe
it. Well, it had been lost for a few years.
No, it was wrong for the job, but somebody had gone through the process of handwriting a letter.
Right.
Maybe that's to stand out. Mm. Do you think it's a tactic? Could
maybe.
Be a good tactic.
It wasn't.
I think you have to really think about these things now in terms of how you stand out and apply properly, because people can be so much more afford to be much more selective. Can't
absolutely,
they,
in terms absolutely. Of
this is definitely. Katie talking, listener. If you're wondering,
butting in. Sorry,
butting in.
No, it's really interesting, and it's part of why I've asked Tony along today to talk to us, because this is there's lots of issues here. You know, we have lots of people unemployed in the country, but we also have lots of unfilled jobs. And from my mind, people. This is a generalisation, and I realise it, but so many people don't understand how to apply for a job any longer. Because it's easy, just hit a button, send your CV, that's what they do.
Part of that comes from the basis that I think the unemployment services, can't think what they're actually called, but require people who are unemployed to be seen to be doing something. And so if they apply for 20 jobs a week, it looks like they're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're applying for positions they're just not right for, which doesn't actually benefit anybody.
Yeah. Absolutely. It was really quite funny. I did a radio show for BBC Essex a few months ago, and on employment and stuff like that. And we had a phone in, and this guy rang in live on air, and I've been saying that there's a lot of jobs about. You just got to know how to get them. And he rang in, and he said, "Listen." He said, "Right, I've applied for over 400 jobs and got nowhere. So you tell me where the jobs are." And I went, "Well, you just applied for 400 of them." Anyway, "Yeah, and I didn't get one." And I went, "But that's where they are."
Poor
chap. He went, "No, there's no jobs." And I went, "No, there's 400. You just told us there's 400. And he went, "I don't know what you're talking about." And I said, "You've misunderstood the problem. It isn't a shortage of jobs. It's a lack of your ability to get one that is the problem."
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell it like
and
it is.
Is that something that you find quite a lot, Tony?
Yes, there are people who... it is hard to deal with people that you can't help.
Yeah.
And I try wherever possible to sort of at least give people guidance on how to improve their CV or where to go searching for a job if I can't help them because they don't fit the particular areas I look after.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you think about this. I've got a particular view on this, and I've told a few people, and they go, "Oh, all right."
Yeah.
This is more prevalent, I think, to people entering the job market in the early stages, either so when they've just left school, college or university. But a lot of careers teachers have got this hang-up about personal statements on CVs.
Yes.
And every employer I talk to go, "Oh, I wish they'd stop doing that. I don't want to read about people that are great team players that are capable of working on their own," because everybody says the same. I don't know what you feel about it as a recruitment professional.
Most of the time I say to people, if they write a personal profile, I haven't read it, but I can tell you what's on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I work hard. I can work by myself. I can work in a team.
Yeah.
What else are you going to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you suggest that they say?
Well, if they haven't got anything that's different to say, then don't bother.
Don't say anything,
It doesn't matter. But also, when you produce a CV, to think who's going to read it and what needs to be on there.
Remember your contact details, because I've had things without a contact on.
I'm not a recruitment consultant, but I help a lot of my clients with recruitment, and so you wade through a lot of CVs and applications.
Yeah.
And the thing that people don't do is tailor their CV for that specific
job.
And that's what you need to do. So pull out the skills and experience that you've got that's relevant, and then you'll stand out.
Exactly. I tell you what I recommend people do, especially if they don't know they haven't got a lot of experience to put on their CV. Rather than a personal statement, what I want to see as an employer is I want them to put a paragraph about what they know about my company and why they've applied for the job. So, if my main company, JLK Software, so if someone's applied for a job as a developer for me, I want them to say, I've looked at JLK Software. I'm really intrigued by the range of customers you have, and I think the quality of the work that you do would suit my portfolio. So, you know, something that showed that they paid some attention to me and what the job was about.
Oh, perfectly agree with you. Yeah. Well, they also need to leave off... I had somebody produced 2/3 of a page was covered in the fact that they were... helping the local village with their flood defences,
right?
Which was just not relevant to the job or anything.
Yeah.
Or you get people that tell you the names of their pets.
Mm.
Again, it's
do they really?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we get people that said, you know, I'm 47 years old. I've been married to Clarissa for 17 years or whatever it is. My children's names are this. It's not relevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to take those points off and actually get down to the important things that people want to see on your CV.
Yeah, because we'd know all that anyway, because we look at their Facebook page as soon as we get their CV. And, and go, blimey, I'm not taking them on.
Exactly. People need to look at those sort of things and understand that you're being viewed from the outside as well.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that was fascinating, Tony. I'm glad you kind of reinforced the way I was thinking with that, because it's one of the things that I've been trying to persuade people to think about when they do their CVs, you know, because we get into these ruts, don't we, of doing things, and career advisors all go, oh, you have this format, that, you do this, and it doesn't work anymore. An awful lot of employers actually don't accept CVs at all any longer. Larger employers now insist that you go onto their online application system and fill it out that way.
But that takes away some of the personality.
It does, yeah.
It doesn't give the people that are good at writing CVs an opportunity to shine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But then it gives the people that are bad at writing them a chance to shine.
Well, a lot of it's done for a lot of it's done for convenience, isn't it? So it's an automated process, because a lot of big organisations use automated systems.
A lot of
to
the
sift.
Colleges do, don't they?
When you're getting thousands sometimes of applications, you need a way, I think, of screening through people on, you know,
you do.
Ability.
Yeah.
So you know, if you, for example, if you're recruiting for IT, if you can do technical test online, you're
going to,
you know, root out
the chat. Absolutely. I do agree with Tony to some extent, though. It's a shame when you do that, because you then can miss out on something unique and interesting.
Mm.
You know, the one in a thousand that has actually done a good job on their CV, and you think, blimey, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, I happen to know someone. We won't go too deeply into this. I know someone that actually... who is 17 years old, that has a pretty stunning CV for what they want to do, and they rocked up for an interview, produced their CV, and without another word being said, were offered a place on the spot.
Gosh.
Now, that happens so rarely, but in normal circumstances, quite often now, they wouldn't have even have got to have seen that CV in that format, and No, it's fascinating, and it's something that we need to start to get people to understand, is the recruitment. I've had some funny stuff. I did a job fair the other day, you know, physically, I was at a job fair, and the first person that walked through the door walked up to me. As most listeners know, I run a recruitment portal, Jobs in Kent, and they walked up to me and they said, "Your site's rubbish." And I said, "Oh, thank you for that." And they went, "Yeah, I've applied for 200 jobs and not had a single reply." And I went, "Well, okay, what have you applied for? Have you got your CV?" And the lady gave me her CV, and I started to read it, and actually it was pretty good. And she had some pretty relevant experience as well, and I thought, this is odd. I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, well, I'd employ her. I don't really understand what the problem is. And then I spotted the serious error.
Which was?
There's no contact details on the CV.
Oh, no.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, I get people
that's a huge...
applying for jobs, and then they don't put a telephone number on there.
Yeah.
And you respond to them via email and wait days for them to come back to you.
Yeah.
If they're seriously looking for a job, it's obvious, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm, so...
Billy Dean has just sent a couple of tweets, but he sent us a link that we should look at. I think it's a funny link. He said, Tony Lyons interview, there's a digital recruitment link, so he sent, so we might like to look at that after the show.
I hate to think what that is.
Yeah, I think it's a, I think it's a girl sending a photo instead of a
oh, is it?
CV.
Well, yeah, we get those as well.
Yeah. Open the link, Jules, and tell us.
Oh, I don't. Girl who emailed Nick Cage photo instead of resume gets two job offers.
Oh, well, I wonder why.
She was 20. Yeah. Oh, whoops, accidentally sent my potential future boss a picture of Nick Cage rather than my cover letter. Oh, was it? Oh. Yes. Oh, it's got a zip file. Hang on. Hang on, Paul.
Oh, zip. There we go.
Zip file.
Are you getting these set up for you? Did you spend all yesterday saying, and then at 20 to 2, can you send me a tweet about zips?
I haven't had a water one yet. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, good, thank goodness for that. So, coming back to our studio guest, anyway, Tony. What's the future hold, Tony, for Kent Recruitment Bureau? Where do you go now?
Well, he's definitely going to have lunch with me at JoJo's, because now we know we both live in Whitstable. That's the future.
Do you know what? That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes.
No, after a year of working by myself and for myself, it is time to grow the business and bring in other people.
Right, okay.
Are you getting any advice on that? Are you doing it yourself, or...?
What, recruiting?
No, growing your business. Are you having a business advisor, or are you just doing it yourself?
Well, I work with... You had Nigel Whittaker on a while ago.
Yeah.
Belong to Nigel's Pure Group.
Pure B2B.
Yep. Cool. And that's really helpful for just throwing ideas around and getting people to respond to them and either say, yeah, that's a really good idea, or that makes no sense at all.
Right.
So those sort of things are valuable. I'm looking to grow the business by bringing in people that also want to run their own recruitment company, but don't necessarily have the structures to do it.
Right. Okay.
So having set it all up to allow people to work on a self-employed basis to run their own company under the Kent Recruitment sort of banner, which will give them what I didn't want to create is a large recruitment company, which is what I moved away from. I want people to have the freedom to do what they do and to do it their own way, but with the support of structures.
Right, okay, that sounds good. So it's kind of like an associate program almost, or a franchise type program.
Yes, yeah. So if there are any recruitment consultants out there listening, and I don't know what you're doing listening to this during the day.
Yeah, you should be working.
You should be working.
You should be standing at your desk working.
You've got calls to make, you've got KPIs to meet, get on with it.
Yeah.
People that want, maybe have a specialism in a particular area, but want to develop a business, then I'd be delighted to talk to them and look at how we could... maybe work together.
Okay, that sounds cool. So, if you want to follow up with that, I've got some microphone problems here. You need to turn the microphone itself right round the other way.
Really?
No, the other way. I'll do it in a minute. Don't worry. Leave it.
That's
it. Don't
a
worry.
Great sound effect, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's better. Good. You mean like this?
Oh, put it
no,
there.
No. Don't worry. Just leave it.
I have a microphone up
my
nose.
I've now turned it every way possible, Paul Andrews.
No, you haven't. Anyway, don't worry. We'll keep going.
Okay.
So if you want to take Tony up on that, do get in touch with Tony. Give us a shout for your website.
Which is www.kentrb.co.uk.
Cool. And are you on Twitter or Facebook or any of those things, or LinkedIn?
LinkedIn's probably the best one.
Okay, so you can find Tony Line, LINE.
Mm-hmm.
You can link up with him on LinkedIn. But for the moment, Tony, thank you for joining. Stay with us for the rest of the show in. But for the moment, thank you very much, and pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you.
And I think he sounds charming through his microphone.
There's a problem with the mic.
Not with Tony, though. He sounds charming.
There's not a problem with Tony at all. Tony is brilliant. Luckily, Tony is brilliant, but there's a problem with the mic, which I will fix in a moment.
Okay. Well, while you come round and fix it, you could play a tunage.
I will play some tunage in a minute, but I've got a gazillion things to get through.
Have you?
There's loads of people telling us about their stand numbers. So we've got Swan Digital, who are on stand 57 at Business South East, and Giles Insurance Brokers on stand 80. Have you got another email?
Yeah. While you're... powdering your nose, I've got something here. It's a new listener, Faversham Fun. It was they were put onto us by Billy Dean. It's a tweet, and it's faversham.org /events shows the must see and do event of the weekend: vintage cars, buses, motorbikes, and it's in Faversham. Now, if you just Google, I think, vintage cars, buses, I don't know what he's doing behind me, but I know it will be rude. So I just we'll get him back later.
Don't
you worry.
No, that's much better around this way.
So it's Faversham Fun. It is, but they're new Twitter listeners, that, and they don't quite follow me yet, I don't think.
Say it, speak again, Tony.
I'm just saying it's much better this way around.
What did you do?
I turned the microphone around the right way.
Yeah, but you did it when I wasn't looking.
But it's a clue, Jules. It says talk side on the mic.
And it was saying talk side before.
But it doesn't say backside on the other side.
No, but it should, shouldn't it?
It
no, that's on Jules'
side.
Mic. It says talk here, backside.
Let me just say, it did say talk side where he was talking.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
It didn't.
What was it? I'm sorry, I'm agreeing with Paul here.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Well, someone has
I'm
to.
Yeah, yeah.
That is probably a first. No,
it's a first. It's a first. Let's stop now. Let's cut the
last week we had a row about Tony, about whose phone was going off, because he kept accusing me. Paul Andrews.
Do you know I found out what that was?
It was you.
It was me, but it wasn't my phone.
What was it?
It was my iPad over there in the bag.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something, a little mystery, but I wouldn't normally divulge this to you, because because I thought it was my iPad in my bag as well, because mine was in my bag.
Ah.
When I got home, I was a bit worried, but now we know it's yours.
Now
it's
you
fine.
Blame me. It's fine. Okay, cool. I want to mention this.
Do you?
Yes. Ashford Festival Fundraiser Dinner and Quiz Night, hosted by local celebrity John Webbo Webster of Wake Up With Webbo fame. Ashford Festival is a bold new event for all the family. We're aiming to bring the community and creative minds together, but we need funding to make this happen. So bring along a team of 8 people for a fun-filled evening and take part in our quiz with a special mystery prize for the winning team. Also enjoy our fantastic gourmet menu available to view on Eventbrite or Facebook. To be part of this exclusive evening, you can purchase tickets for just £32.95. All tickets are individually handcrafted and delivered to your door. But hurry, there are limited spaces. And this event takes place on the 31st of May from 6 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. at the London Beach Country Hotel.
Oh, it's supposed to be very nice there.
Which is Asher Road, Tenterton. And you can purchase tickets online at ashfordfestival.eventbrite.co.uk, or you can visit their website, which is ashfordfestival.org, for more information.
Do you know that London Beach Hotel? I've been invited for a glass of water there.
Have you? Well, I'll tell you what, Jules.
Or it might have been Prosecco. I think it was Prosecco.
I'll tell you what, Jules, if I see you driving in there,
yeah,
I shall go out immediately.
Will you?
Yeah, because they happen to be my neighbours.
I know, you mince around in your dressing gown, don't you?
I do, just me and them.
Chris Pollard
has
said, Paul, it's your memory is to help you remember where you parked your cars.
Who's this guy?
This is Chris Pollard,
never
your friend,
heard of him.
At Chris Connect It.
Who?
Chris Connect It. No, how
Chris,
I say
Chris
that.
Pollard?
Yeah.
Do I know him?
Yes, you do. Oh, you've forgotten. You need essential fatty
Sorry,
acids.
Who are you?
Where are we?
What day is it? Hello, mother, can you hear me?
You need fish oils. Well, your mum can't hear, because aren't they deaf, your family?
My dad's deaf, my mum isn't.
Oh, so your dad can't hear you?
Yeah.
That must be a blessing.
Yeah.
Kent Channel Chamber have got a cross-border networking event in Lille. It's on Thursday the 4th of July. The 2Cs trade, so that's the number 2Cs, as in C, that you go on a boat in. Project is organising an opportunity for Kent-based businesses to visit Lille in France on the 4th of July to network and learn about barriers to trading in France. So there's a little bit following on from the 10 project that we used to support on the Business Bunker. And they're seeking expressions of interest. I love these. Do you ever get an expression of interest? Who writes these press releases?
Yeah.
It must have been written in the 15th century.
Yeah.
Expressions of interest from local businessmen who may wish to engage with like-minded businesses in France. We're rotten, aren't we? In particular,
I tell you, this show gets worse every week. We're going to have to abandon it soon. It's getting ridiculous.
The awful thing is, I know who's written this. Oh. In particular, this event is aimed at those businesses with ICT, finance, marketing, creative industries, tourism, environmental and food service sectors.
Do you have to speak French?
No, but they do help you with French lessons. I have a little French translation on pressupgroup.com, which I got for free from these guys, which was very useful.
Sacre bleu.
Oui. Roublechon.
Is that as good as it gets?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
it.
Right.
Yeah. Tony, are you fluent in French? I get the feeling you are.
No.
Come on.
No.
What do you know?
No. Nothing.
Mais oui. Okay. Please note that travel rations...
Mensonge. Et dans l'ombre.
De croissant, s'il vous plaît.
My monkey's up a tree, yeah.
I can't tell you how many years. And apparently he says it wrong.
Yeah, it shouldn't be dong, should it?
We had a... it's not in the tree, is it?
It's not on a tree.
When are you going to need that phrase?
When
you go to Monkey World.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I use it all the time in Paris. I get punched a lot, but and I don't get what I want. But in restaurants in Paris, it works a treat.
If you go to Africa to sort out drinking wells. Oh, hang on. Anyway, can I just finish this press release,
we
Tony
can try.
Lines? It's very important, Tony Lines. If you would like to participate, please register via the website, which is www.trade.eu/events/course/border-networking-event. Just Google 2Cs Trade Canterbury.
It should be Sir Labra, shouldn't it?
No, we did have a little French lady on. Do you remember that lovely
French
lady?
Yeah, but she didn't know what on earth I was talking about.
No,
she just shrugged gaelically at me and went...
No, I'm an onion.
Yeah.
But that's cross-border networking, Lil. Thursday, fourth. Okay.
Oh, dear.
It's getting hysterical, isn't it? It's awful.
Come on.
Shall I read another one?
No, let's try and gain some control over this show, for goodness sake. And we need to come to our next studio guest before we run out of time. But I've had a tweet that I want to mention from Alex Waterson at FKeys, the Microsoft training
Hello,
people.
Hello, Alex.
And they say, IT companies in Kent wishing to attend a free presentation in Rochester about Microsoft licensing on the 21st of May. Please contact 21st of May.
I'm sure you lisped there.
I probably did.
You went a bit Elizabethan.
I went, yeah. shut it, wench.
You did. You went very Elizabethan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Paul Brown.
Some more trenches here, please, wench.
my cup runneth over.
Can I finish this tweet?
Oh,
first?
Yeah, go on. Sorry,
is that
all
right?
Finished,
I don't, yeah. Hate, far be it for me to interrupt you.
Just don't lisp.
Yeah. Anyway, Microsoft licensing seminar, which is free. Produced by FKeys, and you can find out about it by following them on Twitter at FKeys. Thank you. Zip it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, Paul Brown, the accountant, in fact, this is his second mention because he got a mention on Scoff and Quaff, I think. But he is a new listener of Scoff and Quaff, which is a really good show on at 11 to 12 live before the Business Bunker. But he's saying it's at Paul Brown ACCT on Twitter. He's saying, Paul remembers Eddie Izzard jokes.
That is very true. That is exactly where that came from.
Can you explain?
Mensonge dans l'arbre was
really?
An Eddie Izzard joke. It was, yeah.
I thought it was from your school days.
No, that was the joke. That Eddie Izzard, for those of you who know, the comedian, is well known as a linguist.
A lizard.
And he once did an entire show in French. And he claimed that the only thing he knew was mensonge.
Really?
So
you're his sort of alter ego, are you?
Exactly. I wrote all of his material.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Ashdown Forest Golf Club will be on stand 64 at the B2B Southeast show.
You've
get
got
along
the
and say hello.
Fan club on, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
And in June the 11th, Business Bunker will be broadcasting live, won't they?
We will be live from the Business to Business show of the Kent Invicta Chamber at the Ashford International
Hotel.
We'll
be doing all the work as usual.
And our guests the week before are Saha Hemshi, the founder of Coffee Republic, and Gerald Ratner. Of Ratner Jewellery fame.
Yes.
It all happens on this show, let me tell you. But listen, we're going to have a bit more tunage.
Yeah, we need some. Is it Brown Eyed Girl?
No, it's not, actually. I'm going to play that later. You've been looking at my playlist,
yeah,
haven't you?
I have.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
It's Cars Drive.
Oh, lovely.
The Business Bunker.
Cars and Drive there. Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome into the Business Bunker our second guest of the day, Mrs. Kate Wright from Mum's Mean Business.
Yes.
Hello, Kate. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good, thank you. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about Mum's Mean Business
Absolutely.
And what you guys are up to?
Yeah, well, we're really excited about it, actually. I live in Ainsford in Kent near Seven Oaks. I'm
That's
a mum.
Ainsford, Jules. Spell E Y N.
Yeah, that one might confuse you.
E-Y-N,
yeah.
It's all wrong.
I know. Yeah, I'm a mum of two small boys. I have my own HR consultancy business.
Cool.
But I'm also involved in the moment at organising the Darrent Valley Mum's Mean Business Festival on
cool.
the 29th of June.
Brilliant.
And I mean, really, as a lot of these things do, and Jules, you may well have experienced this before, given your interest in food and drink, the subject came up over a glass of wine.
Ah, just the one, darling.
Of course, of course. And some a glass of water.
But you missed your cue there, George. You missed your cue.
Anyway, back to Mum's Mean Business. Yeah, we were talking about how in our small village it was amazing how many mums had set up their own businesses and were doing really well. And we just thought it was great. And leading on from that, we felt we really had to do something to celebrate that, but also support all those mums as well.
Sure.
So we're starting with what we call a festival, because it isn't just a fair or, you know, a sales thing. It is about celebrating all this fantastic work that's going on. So we're starting with the Mums Mean Business Festival on the 29th of June, and we're hoping very much that this will turn into a business network.
Right. Okay.
And we will run future networking events and provide advice and support to each other.
So it's just kind of like a launch event as well.
It is, yeah. We'll see how it goes. But at the moment, we've had a lot of interest, and we've got businesses from all over Kent joining us.
Okay.
Huge. It's amazing the range of businesses that mums are involved in. You know, everything from you know, sort of vodka tasting, cakes, floristry, crafts. Loads of different stuff, so it'll be fun. We've also got a vintage tea shop where we will have some mums who have the experience of setting up their own business or have an expertise that might be useful to people in business, so for example HR, PR, that kind of thing, and you can come along and have an informal chat with one of our experts. We'll have mums demonstrating what they do.
So vodka drinking.
Vodka drinking, yeah. So I'll be involved in that.
And
yoga, Pilates, music, that kind of thing.
Yoga so, while drinking vodka.
That could be interesting, couldn't it? Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen that before. Yes, you have to come along and find out. But,
so,
yeah.
So I'm fascinated about how this actually even started to coalesce and come together in the first place. I mean, what was the catalyst for getting you to realise that there were other people clustered around you in similar circumstances?
Well, I mean, it was wine. I think those of us who are involved, I mean, as I say, it started off with a sort of conversation about, yeah, aren't we great, you know, and I don't, actually it's maybe a bit of a generalisation, but I'm not sure mums are very good at sort of shouting about what they do because so much of their focus is on family and kids.
Yeah.
So it's partly out of that, but I think the little group of us who are involved in organising it have different reasons for being involved. For some, it's, you know, an opportunity to promote their own businesses you know, get more business. For others, and myself in particular, it's the chance to network with other mums. Yeah. And it can be quite lonely working by yourself.
And being a mum can be very lonely. Stuck at home and bathing, bottle bed, all that.
Yeah, but I think sort of mums...
And then getting up and looking after the kids.
Or breast is best. Of course.
But I think for mums in particular who are sort of juggling a business and family, you know, there are specific sort of things to think about and issues, and it's good to have a group of people to share that with.
Sure.
And I mean, I'm a great believer in networking myself. When I first started my own business 5 years ago, I joined a couple of networks, and I think it was the best thing I could do, not just in terms of the business opportunity, but in terms of the informal advice and mentoring I got from people who'd done it before.
Absolutely.
So
you're absolutely right, and I know that mums or parents at home with kids have a specific set of issues to deal with as well. For those that don't know, though, I own a place in Canterbury called Fruitworks, which is a community co-working space, and we are set up for expressly that idea. You know, people that are
expressing
work from
milk.
Home, no.
Oh, express.
Micro businesses. I'm just going to ignore them. Micro businesses, people that work at home, solo workers, small and medium-sized businesses, a lot of creative people as well, and they want that stimulation of working with other people. Not every day, not all the time, just occasionally to break the pattern of just being at home on your own or with children and trying to do your work.
It's one of the most difficult things to contend with, really, being by yourself and not having that sounding board or just the interaction and the energy you get from other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah. It's and funnily enough, that style of business is now more prevalent than it's ever been before. And it is going to be the future. Smaller micro businesses are the future. It's the way that people are doing things. So back to your Darrenth Valley
event.
See, I can say it.
Well, actually, it's Darrenth, not
is
Darrenth.
It?
Yeah.
Nah, but
you know,
but that was just my lovely regional accent kicking in.
There are probably lots of tweets disagreeing with me there.
Yeah. So tell us what's going to actually happen at the event and how we can help to promote that event.
Right. Well, we still have a couple of pitches left for businesses who might be interested in participating.
Okay.
You don't have to be from just the Darrenth Valley. You know, anybody from Kent is very welcome.
Not so that special. Outsiders can't come in.
There will be monsters
to be
out
in
there.
The Darrenth Valley. Yeah.
Are you local?
Yeah. So we have the pitches are going very quickly. So you need to be quick if you do want to either have a table selling your wares or a slot in our demo room.
Okay.
And that's a 20-minute slot to sort of demonstrate what your business does, particularly good for dance companies, Pilates, yoga, that kind of thing. As I said, we will have a coffee shop there, so you know, come along, have some cake, have some coffee, have an informal chat with a business expert if you'd like to. No obligation. There'll be stuff for the kids. We've got a fantastic lady who does crafts for the kids.
All right.
There'll be a monkey music lady there.
I told you.
Comes in handy all the time.
Am I psychic or what?
Have you got a tree as well for the monkey?
We can get one. So there's loads going on. There'll be something for everyone, not just mums. The dads and the kids and anybody else too, and it's between 2 and 5 o'clock.
Is there scope for, so if there's somebody, primarily a mum or whatever, out there at the moment that's running their own business that doesn't know anything about your group and thinks, oh, I want to just come, I don't want to come and pitch, I just want to come and say hi. Can we do that?
Just the kind of people we want to meet and support.
Okay.
We have a website, and there's loads of information on our website.
I've just got to say, I looked at your website earlier, and it is cracking.
Oh, thank you.
And this is someone that owns and designs websites. I think
plug my husband. He did it.
It's a cracking website. I really.
Is he a web designer or is he just clever?
He's not a web. He's just a geek.
Really? What is his day job?
He does work in IT. He's not a web designer, but he's very good.
Excellent website.
Saved us a fortune. But we've got a website, and we're going to, you know, at the moment it's got lots of information about the festival and the people organising it, such as myself, and various business profiles. But what we hope to do is add to that and sort of create a forum and a network to provide support and information.
Cool.
But by all means, do come along
and
meet us. Come and have a chat. See what the mums are doing.
Brilliant.
It's going to be good fun.
So if people want to find out about it, we will put a link on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can follow up. For the moment, give us a shout for the website address.
Yeah, it's www.mumsmeanbusinessfestival.net.
Cool. And
what was the date again?
29th of June, 2 till 5 p.m.
Is that a Saturday?
It is a Saturday, yes. Ainsford Village Hall.
Where, sorry?
Ainsford Village Hall.
Ainsford Village Hall. That's Ainsford Jules.
Ainsford Village Hall.
Probably spelt some other odd way.
Is Ainsford the place with the ford over the river?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a lovely place to go.
There's a pub called The Plough or something.
There is indeed.
There's a clue in the name, Paul. Ford.
Yeah. Well, Ford Open Prison hasn't got a ford, has it?
I bet it did have.
Ford's at Dagenham hasn't got a ford, has it?
I bet it did have.
It's a lovely village as well, isn't it? So it's in
really
Ainsford Village Hall on the 29th of June.
That's right.
And can we follow you on Twitter?
You can indeed. Mum's Biz Fest.
Mum's Biz Fest.
Yes, and we're on Facebook.
Cool.
So you can find us,
so
anywhere.
If you're, I mean, presumably you can be based anywhere, but this would be most relevant if you're in West Kent, presumably.
Yes.
So if you're a mum or a parent at home trying to run a business and bring up a family and you want the help and support of a group of other people, get involved or at least come along and see what it's all
about.
Absolutely,
yeah, we'd love to see you, definitely.
Cool. Good. And you're hoping to develop it from there based on what happens into a networking group?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the website will be, you know, the sort of hub of it, I guess, an opportunity for people to promote their business through that. We'll have information on the website, I hope, to support people, information on how to go about setting up a new business, kind of things you might need to think about, access to people with expertise,
sure,
business profiles, that kind of thing. And then, yeah, it'd be great if we have the interest, which I think we will do based on the interest we've had so far.
Yeah.
We can run some networking events, social events, that kind of thing.
I mean, from our perspective on the things we do at Fruitworks with the people that work in Fruitworks, one of the things we found in the 18 months that we've been running that is one of the big benefits is the collaboration.
Mm.
It's people go, oh, anyone know how to do this? And someone will go, that's what I do.
Absolutely.
And they go, oh, well, can we do that together? Absolutely,
yeah,
we can.
Yeah.
So, you know, you build these informal networks that bring together lots of people. And one of the other funny things, and I'm also chairman because I've got too many jobs, of Creative Kent, which represents people in the creative industries. And just while I'm talking about that, Peter Wood of Hawkeye 99 has just tweeted, when's the next Creative Kent event? We're not sure, Peter, but it's likely to be at Fruitworks in the second week in June at Fruitworks Create. Anyway, that's that. One of the things that we try to do in Fruitworks and Creative Kent is to help people collaborate to bid for work as well.
Mm,
you know,
that's a great idea.
By pooling a lot of different skills and resources in one go and then making a bid for a larger size contract.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's very powerful. I mean, just organising the festival, you know, the group of mums with different skills coming together, it's been amazing. You couldn't do it by yourself.
No, absolutely. But exciting.
Exciting.
Cool. Kate, we could talk about that forever, but we're fast running out of time on the show. For the moment, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us. Give us another shout out for the festival website.
Yep, it's www.mumsmeanbusinessfestival.net.
Cool. Mumsmeanbusinessfestival.net. There's also Mums Means Business.
Mums Biz Fest on Twitter.
Mums Biz Fest on Twitter.
And Facebook, Darrant Valley Mums Mean Business. Just Mums Mean Business.
Yeah.
You'll find us.
Yeah, and there is already a link on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website to their website, so you can click on that and follow up on that.
Thank you.
Kate, for the moment, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Been an absolute pleasure. Stay with us for the last few minutes of the show and feel free to join in with some of the mayhem and madness that passes for a serious business show around here. I've got Stan 97 at the Southeast Business Show. Is going to be occupied by Motorline Gatwick, who are Toyota dealers, and also stand number 91 is Alpha Health Checks. So if you want your employees checked,
don't look at me when you say that. I don't need a health check. I'm perfectly fine with my.
That's not what you said this morning. You said you were not well.
Well, I'm not well.
That's why I was looking at you.
I
mean, Jules, alpha health checks.
I don't want an alpha health.
Get drugs.
No, I've had my drugs. They haven't really worked.
We noticed.
I think I need a top up of drugs. That's the trouble.
Do you really? A Lemsip overdose.
I've had a really... did you finish that or not? Have I interrupted you?
No, you interrupted me.
Have I? I've had a very odd letter here or email or something from Chris Connecticut. Yeah, thank you. And the Josie Maguire. It said, glad you had a good holiday. I don't know whether I'm supposed to read this bit out, so I won't. And it says, you may care to read this out on air. Donkey's cheese Eshek with...
Excuse me?
Well, because Eshek is a donkey, and that's the only Turkish word I know. For some reason, I picked it up.
How useful. What happened was... We had a tweet in from Turkey, yeah?
Yep.
And Jules, who likes to be multilingual, went, Eshek. But at the time the tweet came in, they were talking about cheese that they were eating. And Jules blurted out Eshek, being the only Turkish word she knows. And we all determined that that was donkey. And why donkey cheese was relevant, we don't know. But it seems to have been a theme that's carried on for a while.
It's now a hashtag on Twitter.
There is now a donkey cheese hashtag on Twitter.
They're saying, in our secret location up the mountain, my gorgeous wife, who is at the Josie Maguire, I love that Twitter handle, and I...
She's an author, by the way.
Yes, she sounds like one. That's a great name. She's written about her life in Turkey. And she says, do you want to interrupt me? Or?
No,
I heard you draw. I heard you gasp or draw breath. And
I'm just about to faint.
Exasperation.
Yeah. So whatever.
These two lovely people up on their mountain in Turkey eat goat and sheep's cheese, but not donkey and no cow.
Isn't that a book? Eat goat and sheep. Oh, no, that's it.
Eat shoots and leaves.
Yeah, that's it. Near enough.
In Turkey, cheese is called pay, but I don't get this, nearly. Look, I don't get that. Look, listener. I can't understand what he's saying, and you're much more intelligent than me, Paul Andrews. Cheese.
We're going to introduce you to Kipe Nilili. Well, that's just how you pronounce it.
Is it?
Yeah, Eskipe Nili.
That doesn't sound like cheese.
Eskipe Nili.
That's far too long for cheese.
Eskipe. Well, it could be a title. It could be like Camembert.
Okay. Roublechon.
Yeah, exactly.
Read the rest then.
So, come to our secret location in Turkey and bring Mr. Andrews, your co-host and budding disc jockey.
My co-host!
And we will introduce you to Kipar Neely, along with a chilled glass of something.
You see, they clearly think it's my
Jules,
show.
Jules, come back, come back, come back.
Yes, we'll come. What airport, what flight and all that? Well, maybe we can go from Manston.
Well, you probably could, but they're in a secret location, they keep telling us.
Yeah, but I could sniff it out.
I'm going to do another email.
Go on, then.
The Hive Challenge. HV Wooding personnel and members of the Hive Rotary Club have decided to cycle an incredible 300 kilometres to raise funds for the Teenage Cancer Trust.
What's that in old money? 300
kilometres? It's a very long way.
150 miles or...?
Something like that. I don't know.
200,
yeah, that's about right.
Good job we have a boffin in the studio.
The journey will start on the 7th of June at HV Woodings in Hythe and continue to the Dover Ferry Port, then sailing to Calais. Their destination will be the twin town of Hythe, Poperinge.
Poperinge?
Your French really is.
Poperinge?
Yeah.
Is there a monkey in the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what it says.
Poperinge.
Hythe is twinned with Poperinge.
Okay.
Which I take it is in...
Poperinge?
It's in France, Poperinge. Well, anyway, I wouldn't possibly have mispronounced it. Poop orange. Poperinge.
Go on, I'm bored now.
Sorry. Following an overnight stay, the intrepid cyclists will head for the second twin town, Bourg-sur-Mer.
Oh, God, you just make them sound awful, Paul.
What, Bourg-sur-Mer?
Yeah. Honestly, you somehow managed to give
it... Bourg-on-Sea. What's not like to like?
You give it some sort of
it sounds
East
like some place in Essex.
Yeah.
Bourg-on-Sea.
I'm well, sure it's a lovely village.
When after a further overnight stay, they will return to Calais, thank goodness, and then back to Hythe. Teenage Cancer Trust also educates young people and health professionals about
TTC,
cancer
yeah.
to ensure a swift diagnosis and referral to specialist support. They rely solely on donations to fund their vital work. And you can find out all the details by going to their website, which is www.teenagecancertrust.org. And you can donate. If you want to donate to this very worthy cause, you're welcome to send a cheque made payable to Teenage Cancer Trust to the following address: for the attention of Harriet Wooding, HV Wooding Limited, Range Road, Hythe in Kent, CT21 6HG. We will put all those details on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow them up if you wish.
It's a fantastic charity, Paul.
Absolutely. And the organisers are looking for three special companies to sponsor the event. In return, they are willing to offer advertising on the cyclist shirts, which will be worn all over Europe and photographed in the papers, including Bourg-on-Sea. They are also having
Beyonce? Sorry, isn't that a singer?
No.
Okay.
They are also having a car drive alongside the cyclists carrying their personal items and supplies, and that will also feature the sponsors' logos. For further information, you can contact Harriet by emailing her at hrwooding@hvwooding.co.uk. So please do support that. It's a fantastic event for a fantastic cause.
I used to do some PR for Teenage Cancer Trust. Our guests are fiddling with the wires, Paul Andrews, over here.
We've got some dodgy connections.
Yeah, I think we can hear you again now.
Yes.
They're playing with
did
us.
Did we miss much?
Sorry to interrupt. We just had a tweet from Chris Pollard, who says, Paul, the pronunciation is brilliant.
He says, I'm in the bleeding UK.
Yeah.
The Josie Maguire.
And Josie Maguire's writing up a mountain.
Oh, so you did say it right. I couldn't make head or tail of it.
Yeah.
But I thought he was
I'm impressed. I'm impressed with Chris here.
I'm
really impressed. In 140 characters, he's managed to tie everything together in this show. Do you get it? Josie McQuire's up a tree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
In Turkey.
Yeah.
With the Turkish donkey cheese.
Yeah. With some Turkish delight, man.
I'm
no
glad that's how some people will remember this.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
She's probably playing the bazooki.
You see. Poor Tony's business now is forever tainted with this.
It's the Kent, tainted with goats with donkey cheese.
Yeah, it's the Kent Recruitment Kent Recruitment Bureau, Donkey Cheese Emporium, and Monkey Tree Factory.
We've got a new listener, Paul Andrews.
Have we? Good.
I'm trying to bring some semblance of normality.
You're on
then. It's at Burlaines, B-U-R-L-A-N-E-S, and they're just saying, I'm tuning in now via laptop. Thanks for reminder, because I reminded them. Because they tweeted me and I said, I'm live now, I can't possibly talk to you. And right. Whitstable Stove Shop are asking how their quote is. Now, am I going to tell you that now? I can't look. It's a lovely quote, thank you very much. And
they've blamed you into one too.
Well, I've been trying to get one for a year, but they're so busy.
Well, I've been trying to get one as well.
Probably be ahead of me. Got your new boiler fixed?
I've got a new boiler.
No, I thought you were smelling this.
Well, that's why the weather changed. It stopped snowing once they put the new boiler in. Obviously.
So I your quote is fabulous, and I look forward to getting a wood burner ASAP. I've got one here.
Made to measure training are on stand 113.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'd like if you'd like a guaranteed broadband speed for your business, home, concert, any outdoor event, football stadium, etc., anywhere in the UK or Europe, of 20 megabits with PSs. What's that? Megabits and then a PS
per second.
Per second.
Oh, thank you. PSs down. 6M megabits down or up. Please connect it communications. Chris, I've got to talk to you about these press releases. Okay, for detailed information, contact Brian with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N, or Chris. And there is a phone number which I'm going to read out now, not in Turkish. It's 08456885122. I can do it in Arabic though. Sefer Tamania Arba Khamsa Seta Tamania Tamania Khamsa Wahad Etnin Etnin. And the email is info@connect2ns-it.co. Thank you, Paul, with no mention of me, from Chris.
Which is presumably why you did the whole press release in Arabic. just so that you can claim to have read it out, but because they got no business from it, it wasn't your fault.
No.
Okay.
ChrisConnectIt.co. That's connect-it. So that's really good. They can get you high-speed broadband with a 6 megabit PS up or a 20 megabit PS down.
Yeah. Or you could just walk like an Egyptian. Oh, sorry, is it me again?
I can read something.
Go on then.
This Thursday, the 16th, at the Hotel Continental, is the Kent Business Tweet Up. It's free networking for any Kent businesses or even from Essex or London. Outsiders are welcome. Mm-hmm. 3ws.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. That's with founder Ken Lloyd. So that's at 10 o'clock at the Hotel Continental, free business networking. And the last one of the month there is the 30th, which is at Lenleys, and the tweet handle is at Lenleys, L-E-N-L-E-Y-S.
Would that be Lenleys in Roper Road?
It is, with free car parking, Paul Andrews.
Is there?
Yeah, and they have the biggest, because Katie didn't know about Lenleys, they have the biggest selection of beds in the whole of Kent.
Nice sofas as well.
Yes, none of your Aylesford or wherever you are.
Ainsford.
Ainsford.
Yeah, we don't have beds in Ainsford.
You have straw bales. Yeah.
Jules quite often goes along and bounces on their beds.
Yes. Well, I was there for a whole day once. I had to do a photo shoot there in the morning and a tweet up and something. So I had a little nap in the vice spring. Nobody noticed.
She traumatised Dennis. Dennis is the head of beds at Lenleys. Right. And she traumatised Dennis, let me tell you.
He's the bedhead.
He's the bedhead.
May networking breakfast. The Chamber Primary Health Plan. That's Thursday, 30th of May, 7:30 in the morning until 9:30. It's at the Cube in Tontine Road Street. I expect I'm saying that wrong too. T-O-N-T-I-N-E, Tontine.
Tontine Street in Folkestone.
I did say it right.
Yeah, you did.
So members are £12.
It's pretty hard to get Folkestone wrong, really, isn't it?
Adam Williams is the business development manager, and he'll be telling us why Westfield's Health's primary health plan has been a favourite with Chamber members across the UK for more than 10 years. So that's there is a website, 3ws.kentchannelchamber.co.uk, and you can get health care there for just £1 per employee per week, which sounds very, very good.
Cool. I had a tweet from Angela at Another Journey Begins, who says she's back looking in, having dropped off hubby.
Dropped off asleep.
No, she's been chauffeuring hubby around, so she's been driving the bus.
Ah. Mm.
So cool.
I nearly bought a bus. Did you see that one I sent you? 44 grand. It was beautiful. Did you see that big double decker?
I never read your emails, Jules. You know that.
It's awful. It was a beautiful double decker. It would have been perfect for Channel.
Oh, actually,
Channel.
I did see that. Yeah.
44 grand.
I got this email from Jules, and there was nothing in it, just a picture of a bus. And it said, buy this.
Yeah. Perfect for Channel Radio gigs.
Summer holiday. You look a bit like Cliff Richard.
Yeah.
He does look like Cliff Richard.
Yeah, of course I do.
Same age.
Cliff, no, don't do it, mate. Sorry, she didn't mean it. Yeah.
You got anything to read out?
Yeah, luckily.
I've got stacks.
Yeah. Free health and wellbeing workshop on the 30th of May. Employers and service providers are invited to our Kent Healthy Business Workshop being held on the morning of Thursday the 30th of May at the Cube, also in Tontine Street in Folkestone. That's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same place.
Oh, Tontine.
Yeah.
Is that just one of your doubled up ones? You often do that, just double up.
Yeah, no, Kent Channel Chamber and its partners, the Wellbeing People and Kent Mindful Employer.
Wellbeing People.
Wellbeing.
Oh, sorry. It's your North London accent.
I'm not from North London. Yes.
Where are you from? The
Bow West
Bells.
London.
Bow Bells.
Fulham, and I.
Were you born within the sound of the Bow Bells?
No, I was born in Fulham, which is a long way from Bow Bells.
Okay, SW6.
It is actually, yeah.
Yeah, see, I know my
Fabian
postcodes.
Road, just off Fulham Broadway.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
What, my postcodes?
The London postcodes.
I know. I think I did the knowledge once or something.
Yeah. She used to be an Arabic cab driver in West London. It's just one of those quirky things about George's past.
And it's Kalamarabi, Quayus. Shall I do this one in Arabic or English?
Can I finish my mic first?
you are
listening to the Jules Serkin Egyptian show.
Come on then, hurry up, because I've got one here to read.
Sorry. We're on Cairo Meantime now. Our workshop on the 30th of May will therefore be an ideal platform from which to discuss the development of a delivery support network that employers can access and also provide us to contribute ideas to the agenda. Everyone is encouraged to bring along their marketing material in order to make the most of the business contacts that you are likely to make. And that's the Kent Channel Chamber of Commerce. And it's a free place at the workshop. And you can book it by contacting Tracy Reynolds at the Chamber on 01303 270022. Or you can email her at tracy.reynolds@kentchannelchamber.co.uk.
You read that so delicately.
Yeah.
At Belaine's say, ooh, forgot, we are exhibiting at DEC Living Fair, DEC Living Fair, that's on Twitter, at DEC Living Fair, on Thursday at Eridge, hoping the rain goes away. Are you from Eridge?
No.
Or have I got lost?
Ainsford.
somewhere else.
Some
Kent.
Of the same letters.
Yeah.
And Chris Pollard says, fantastic Arabic, Jules.
Yeah. And Pete Wood says, have you lot been on the happy pills?
Just Lemsip, Pete. Just Lemsip.
It's sadly just Lemsip and our age that has caused this mayhem.
You are a bit hormonal, aren't you?
Me, yeah. I'm on my third midlife crisis. Yeah. On stand 110, we have SMI Print Studio at the Southeast Business to Business Show this Friday. At the Effingham Park Hotel.
I think you're swearing when you say that.
Effingham Park. It's a fantastic location, actually. The exhibition hall is round. It's a huge atrium. It's fantastic. Good thing. And it's free to come along, and there's free on-site parking, and it's open from 10 till 4.
Is there food?
No. Well, there is food, but you have to buy it.
No, that's all right. I'll put it on your tab.
Yeah, exactly. Come along. It's free entry to the event, and it's well worthwhile. It's always a cracking event.
We're
almost
running
out of time,
aren't we? So shall I or not?
Is it a long one?
Just to say very quickly, Thursday, 30th of May, 7 to 9, 9.50 a person. It's the Brownies at the Best Western Abbott's Barton Hotel with the tall one, Janice Watton. And that is for the speaker this month is Jane Redman from Porchlight, who we mentioned on that Superior show this morning, the Scoff and Quaff show.
Cool. Just a couple more to read out. Goddard's Chartered Accountants can be found on stand 62 and Fruit Bowl Media on stand 117. And I think we're probably at the end of the show. I've got a few.
We can't fit them in, but we'll sound unprofessional.
we don't want to go down that route, do we?
We don't want to mess up
a whole programme that has been so well polished and delivered, and then right at the end mess it up. We don't want to do that.
We don't.
No. So I think what we'll do is leave it well, quit while we're ahead.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the best thing to do?
Have you got any falafel?
Not on me, no.
Oh dear. Or a fez.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a no.
Yeah, but I anyway. Knew you would have. I knew you would have a fez.
Yeah, anyway, look, it just leads me to thank you for listening and persevering. And it also, a big, big thank you to our two studio guests, Mr. Tony Lyon of the Kent Recruitment Bureau.
Thank you.
And Kate Wright of Mum's Mean Business and HR Consultancy. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monkey Show. It's been an absolute pleasure for you to be here with us and share the day with us, and we really have enjoyed your company. Thank you very much. A big thank you to everybody for listening in. We will be at the B2B Southeast Show at the Copthorne Effingham Park Hotel on Friday. We'll see you there. In the meantime, have a glorious week, and we will be back next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business?